7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, wake up and smell the cat food. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and, well, I didn't sleep very well, and I woke up really early, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I have discovered that it is not blastingly death hot today. As of right now, it's like 20 degrees. That's 68 for all my American friends. And I'm down here at the creek, slowly approaching the entrance. Some bird action going on, but I think all this bird action might just be because these blue jays are being cranky. We got some robins flying around here too. So I'm up, I'm rolling, I'm moving, and I'm grooving. And I'm looking at some dirt. Has anybody been digging at this dirt? Oh yeah, there's fresh little diggings here. Who has been digging? I don't know. Haven't seen our fox buddy in a couple of days. And when I was down here two nights ago, I didn't see any evidence of foxes either, meaning I didn't find any tracks or anything. All right, so glad I saw this one just in time. Giant freaking web right across the entrance where I need to go. When I say giant, I mean, That's a good 50 centimeters in diameter. If not a little bit bigger. So, this now necessitates the acquisition of a web stick, which I have acquired. And any spiders on here? No. Okay, we're not hassling any spiders. They're done for the night. Okay, let's get under here. Wow, when the sun comes in from this angle, it looks wild down here. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Haven't been in here when the sun has been so low in a long time. Okay, what's that? Something's moving down there. That's our fox. That's our fox. There he goes. He's running away. And he was right up here where he always is. Haven't seen him in a while. And I thought I saw some movement in there, and I did. Okay. Our foxy buddy, he just went downstream. What's all this other movement on these branches? Why is that one branch moving so much? It's just that bird on it, apparently. All right, let's get up here to the edge. Oh, where did my foxy buddy go? He went that way. Oh, and now we're coming to the time of year when it's going to be even harder to actually see foxes, because foxes tend to be the same color as dead leaves. At least Vulpes, the foxes around here. The red fox. So I'm just gonna work my way down the embankment here. I'm swinging for webs. And there's chirpy birds chirping down there at something, probably our fox buddy. Where'd that guy go? The irony is that I did bring my camera. I even have it right here in my hand. Okay, but what are we gonna do first? Well, let's walk up here to the edge of the creek. See if there's any golf balls that we might want. Weird. I don't see any golf balls. Oh, there's a couple in the water. Where's all the golf balls? Well, it looks like there might be one or two white ones down there. We better go down there and check. That's the rule. Yeah, I'm still hearing birds downstream talking. I wonder if they're watching that fox. They probably are. Okay, let's get down into the creek bed here. Ugh. Here's some people tracks. These are a little bit old. Couple white golf balls, old ones that have been down here for a while. There's another one over there. White golf balls are not interesting. No, they're not. Somebody's been down here since I was down here last, because the two yellow golf balls that I left in the water are gone. But there's a couple of new white ones laying around. Fascinating. Fascinating golf balls. Fascinating. I'm looking at all the wet sand. Oh yeah, okay, here we go. I'm looking for tracks. Here's some fox tracks right here. They are going downstream. So Mr. Foxy, he was upstream and he went joggity jog 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 jogging down the creek. So okay. So the foxes are still down here. I have seen evidence of foxes, i.e. their tracks, and of course I did see our fox, so evidence. Alright, what do we got going on over here? Anything? I'm walking upstream, walking along, and the water level is actually low. There's no flow. That's funny to me. Oh, and here's a yellow golf ball right here on the bank. Right where I can just sort of bend over and grab it. Brand new, very clean, very good shape. It is a yellow Callaway number one. Don't need any more golf balls that are yellow, but I put it in my pocket anyway, because it's a Callaway number one. Okay. Birds talking, moving this way. Is our fox coming back? Where is that guy? There's a white golf ball light up here too. What is it? Is it anything I want? No, just a Titleist. Just a Titleist. Do I want to go up the bank here? I kind of don't. I'm going to turn around and get back down in here into the creakety creek. Is that guy coming back? Is our fox coming back? I'm gonna move upstream, upstream a little bit further here. I'm hiding around the bend. So if that fox comes back, he can't see me. Here's a white golf ball. Is it anything special? Nope. Well, I'm going to check the other bank. I don't see any more golf balls. And that's cool too. Ooh, a lot of bugs over here. Alright. I'm getting back up here. On the bank. The bank that we came down on. Oh, and I'm trying to prevent myself from falling over. There we go. Huh. I'm heading downstream. I was looking upstream. I didn't see anything overly interesting. So I'm now turning around. and we are heading downstream to see what I can see. And I didn't bring my glasses. I just have my sunglasses, which are prescription. But, okay. Well, I saw the fox without my glasses, so, you know, we'll just do more of that. Okay, this is a web tricky area, so I'm checking for webs. Alright, now see, here's the ravine. This now flows into the creek. Mr. Foxy was right up there. Just, what is that? It's not even 10 meters away. And he came running down there, and he went down there that way. Now, I do know that he likes to be tricky. Because every time I think he went all the way down there, what he really did is he just went down there a little ways. Then he crossed the creek and got over on the other side. Because he's tricky. So now I'm wondering if he's sitting right over there. Are you sitting right over there, Fox Buddy? Alright, it's time to go into rock hopping mode. Which means I have to do this delicate maneuver to get down into. Oh, did you hear that? He saw me move. He saw me move. He's over there somewhere. Right where I said he was. I don't see him. I heard him. He's over there. I'm now rock hopping. Okay, back on the sand in the middle of the creek. I'm going to get rid of the web stick so I can use that hand for camera. Just in case. Camera powering on. Uh-oh. It's in macro mode. I better take it out of that. Okay. Birds. I hear a squirrel chattering. Mr. Squirrely is not happy with whoever's hanging out over here. And I know he loves me, so it must be the fox. Where's that foxy, foxy dude? The last time this fox pulled his little stunt on us, he was... What was that? I heard it. There he is. I got him. Holy crap, he's, not 20 meters away. He's hiding back there. He's hiding back there. He is... in the trees. Damn camera won't focus on him. Yeah, there's a squirrel over there chattering. In the tree above Mr. Foxy Dude. There he goes. And he's moving. Okay. Mr. Fox. I don't know if I got any pictures or not. If I got the pictures, you'll see them. They'll come up as links in com. I don't think my camera wanted to focus on him, but... Okay, now where did he go? Is he right up there? Where did he get to? Now, the thing that's a drag is now I gotta climb up on the bank on the same side that he's on. I don't want to do that. I would prefer to get up on this bank and let him know that I'm not actually chasing him, but I am chasing him. Oh my God, he just crossed right in front of me, 10 meters away, holy crap. He got up, oh my God, he just went up onto the golf course and he's going the other direction. Oh my God. Oh my God. He was right freaking in front of me. Oh, basically what happened is he must have gone down far enough. He crossed the creek where I couldn't see him because the creek kind of bends here. Oh my God. He came up the bank, the opposite bank, and he was, let's see, how far is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. He was 6 meters away. He jumped down off the bank, about a meter and a half jump, into the middle of the creek, right up here. Where's his landing footprints? Right there. Right there. He just... Look at the splayed feet and their toes and everything. Oh, it's so cool. He just jumped right down. came across this creek and he just ran right back up the other bank and out onto the golf course. Oh my God. Oh, and so now he's probably looping back. Oh. Yeah, look, there's fox tracks around here in the sandbar too. Oh, wow. Is that the closest I've ever been to a fox, a wild fox out in nature? Yeah. That guy is 6 meters at the most. For my American friends, that's less than 20 feet. Wow. All right, so now I'm just standing here on some damp sand in the middle of a creek bed, looking at lots of little foxy prints, foxy tracks in the sand. It's nice and cool down here. There's a slight breeze blowing upstream. It's nice and shady down here. There's sunlight dappling through the trees. There's little birds flying around. And I'm just standing. Why am I just standing here? Because it's so nice. Oh my God. And of course I've got foxes running around, chasing me down, saying, "Hey Tobe, what's up with you, clown?" And I said, "Hi, my Volpe's friends." And there's a white logo ball in the creek right there, but I can't tell what the logo is on it. Oh wow, there's a lot of golf balls over here. This is where the golf balls get washed down the creek and into the water. Yeah, when there's then big water rains, then all the golf balls get pushed down here and they get trapped here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's a guy talking on the phone so loud up on the sidewalk that I can hear him from here. There's another one. There's just boatloads of golf balls. And there's fox tracks over there. And am I seeing a red golf ball under there? No. I was going to go a-digging. Okay, well now, you know, I was kind of thinking that I wanted to turn around and go back the way I came. But now that we're this far, we might as well traverse the length of the creek. Here's a ball buried in the sand in the middle of the creek. Oh, look at all these foxy tracks. Hey, are these different fox tracks? You know, a second, I wasn't going to say anything because I thought maybe I'm just crazy, but I thought that some of these tracks looked like they were different. I wonder if there's two foxes down here, big and small. Because we've got big and small tracks. All right, I'm back up on the bank. The opposite bank, the bank that we did not come down on. And I'm just walking along the little fox path, looking around, seeing the occasional white golf ball. Wow. Wow. Wow, what an incredible day I'm already having. And my day just started. Plus, I'm going to have a yummy lunch. I'm going to have nachos. Because guess what I did yesterday? Yesterday I got hungry and I couldn't figure out what to eat and blah, blah, blah. And I convinced myself to go to Abelardo's, my favorite taqueria. And I was feeling so bad about spending money, I decided, no, it'll be okay. I'll just buy one taco. So I just bought one taco, one carnitas taco. Oh, it was good. Because one taco is really two tacos, because these are very large tacos. And so that was fun. I actually went there, and I sat down in the place, and I did some research. I did some research, meaning I looked at a catalog. and I circled things that I thought about buying. Electronic parts. And I made a list. And so I do have some electronics parts coming. Nothing exciting, just some jacks, some pots, and... oh, is that a green ball under this bush? Do I see... is it green or is it yellow? If it's yellow, I don't care, but it says vice on it, which leads me to believe it's green. Yeah. Vice number 4. Green glossy. It's kind of a weak green, but... you know, when it comes to green, can't complain, right? That's going in the pocket. Green golf ball today. Yay. Having an awesome day. Green golf ball, Fox. Plus the yellow golf ball, which isn't all that exciting, but, you know, maybe we'll find somebody who likes yellow golf balls so much that when I give it to them, they are so overly effusive and grateful that I'll say to myself, wow, it really was worth picking up that useless yellow golf ball. I'm an altruist. I'm a golf altruist. I'm picking this one up. Found a white golf ball. And I'm so glad I found it. Because this is the kind that I threw away, that I was mad about, that I threw away, and I'm glad I finally... but I decided not to get mad because I thought maybe I'll find another one. And yeah, I just found another one, so I'm very happy right now. Oh, here's another very lovely feather. One of those yellow and black ones. Cool. All right. What did I find? Well, it's a custom print job. I might have to photograph these and we can talk about them later, but this is basically just a tailor-made ball. But it's a custom print job, and when you see it first, you think, oh, it's a soccer ball because it has spots on it. But no. The spots aren't soccer ball spots. They're not pentagons. These are funny little triangles or, you know, truncated hexagons. And on the poles, the three sides of these funny triangles are all black. All three sides are black. But around the equator, or the two latitude lines, one of the sides of the triangle is orange. Okay? I had one of these balls before, but I chucked it. Later, I found one of these balls just like this, except the triangles are red, white, and blue, flagged style. And I saved that one, and I'm glad I found this one, the normal one, to compare to the red, white, and blue variant. I'm getting overly obsessed with golf balls. This is sort of... I don't need to be obsessed with the white ones, I just want the candy-colored ones. Here's another white golf ball. It's a Wilson Staff. It's unexciting. Unexciting. I'm having fun in the creek. Doot doot. There's lots of little birdies. Hi, birdies. Whoa. I spooked them. Sorry, birdies. They said, hey, what are you doing? Oh, wait. We need to go back. We need to go back here really quick. I'm going to walk through between these two trees and get bugs in my face. There's balls. There's golf balls down in the creek here. They appear to be all white golf balls. Are these washers? Did these get washed down in the big rains? Anything interesting? Nothing special. But there's a lot right here. This is where the first hole... if you screw up on the first hole, this is where they end up. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you want white golf balls, this is the place to be. I don't want them, I'm just Tobe. Give me the purples, give me the blues. Give me the lovely candy-colored golf balls, because I like candy. I like candy so much that I collect golf balls that look like candy. I don't even like golf. Birds flying around. Okay, let's keep going. Walking downstream in the creek today on this lovely autumn morning, or whatever time it is. I don't wear a watch. I wouldn't know. Okay, here's where it gets tricky. Got to throw away the web stick because we got to do this sort of sketchy maneuver. Basically, you have to step off the bank and then catch this tree. And then place your feet back down on the ground in the creek. There we go. I'm in the creek again. Woo, woo, woo. I mean, literally. People walking their dogs up on the dog promenade. And Tobe's looking for golf balls. And foxes. And I got mud on my shoe. That's okay. There's a golf ball. It's a white golf ball in the water, in the mud. And I don't care. There's a yellow. Let's go take a look. Oh, we got animal tracks. But the mud is weird here. I can't... Yeah, here we go. Hey. Oh, it's probably a raccoon. I was going to say, is this Mati tracks? No, that looks more like raccoon. It's not very well defined, though. White golf ball. Yellow golf ball. Is it a special yellow golf... Ooh. Now look at these tiny little dude tracks. Who is this dude? Oh, beautiful little tracks. These are not foxes. I don't think that yellow ball is anything that I want. I'm more interested in the tracks. Got some good animal tracks down here. Okay. My shoes are picking up layers of mud. I'm climbing back up on the bank. Now I'm back up on the original bank. The bank that we came down on. And I can see the end of the creek. And by the end of the creek, I mean, you know, the culvert that takes the creek under the golf course and then under the street. The creek runs underground here for, I don't know, probably about as long as it has run above ground up until this point. Now, this is where I found the magical oak leaf golf ball. So if I see any golf ball on the opposite bank like that when I gotta check it, that's not anything special. And so, yeah, we get to right about here. And this is as far as we can go. We saw a fox today. And lots of birds. Plus a couple of golf balls. What did I get again? A green, a yellow, and a... And the weird one, right? I don't want the damn yellow, do I? I got a bunch of yellows in my car. And it's a yellow Callaway. You know what? I'm going to throw it in the creek. I'm just going to throw it right down there. Next to that white one. Good throw, Tobe. And now, I'm going to start climbing out of here. Because there's an exit right here. Just climb up this little slope. And we come right up to the fence of the golf course. Nobody's golfing right now. And I'm about to hit the sidewalk. So, ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum. Walk through under these trees, and then there's this nice little opening right here. And we step out. Here's my web stick from the other day. And boom. Back on the sidewalk. Walking back towards my car, which is, oh, a good 120 meters away. On the other side of the street. But I don't care. I've got a green golf ball. I have found another of the golf ball that I lost and was hoping I would just eventually find another copy of. And we saw that fox. Super excited about that. It's always a good day when you run into a bunch of foxes in the creek. And hey, is that fox poop right there? Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, 1930. My name's Tobe, and I'm out. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.